Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. I'm here with my host, Frankie Cranks.
What's going on, guys?
And you can find us at www.iwantmoreaction.com or follow us on Instagram at I Want More Action. What movie are we doing today, Frank?
Today, Chris, we are doing the infamous Mortal Kombat, the 2021. Yeah, no, the 2021 version. And in the 2021 version, MMA fighter Cole Young, I didn't see him in the game, seeks out Earth's greatest companions in order to stand against the enemies of Outworld in a high-stakes battle for the universe.
Hey, when they say MMA fighter, they mean like gymnasium fighter.
Yes, they mean
like fighting in the UFC.
They mean like high school gymnasium.
No,
it really is like gymnasium fight. It actually is MMA. It's not MMA. It's like underground.
Yeah, he's fighting at like the local like
YMCA
or whatever, and people are just paying.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's directed by Simon McCoy, starring Louis Tan, Joe Taslim, and then we got big Nathan Jones in there with a giant hammer.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. What'd you think of Mortal Kombat, the 2021 version?
I will say this. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't walk away impressed or like super excited. But I also didn't hate it. Like, it has pros and cons to this. I think, you know, we were talking about this before the podcast started, and I think one of the bigger problems with the script is that it's one person's trying to make a very serious, grounded, down-to-earth Mortal Kombat film, and the other person wants to make like a video game movie with like special powers and special moves and all this like mysticism to it. And I think it kind of gets lost in that tone, especially when it comes to the
identity,
fighting.
The identity
of the movie, and also when it goes like to the fighting, it kind of loses the tone of how the fighting should be in this movie. We'll get into more of that when we get into fights, but I think that's the biggest problem with this is the tone of it.
What about the characters?
The characters, yeah, they get more wrong than they get right, unfortunately. Yeah.
And they get shoehorned. Like, they get shoehorned to the side.
Yes, a lot of the famous characters, the main character from the 95 version gets totally pushed to the side in this movie. He's like a secondary character, literally. Yeah. Like, I'm almost shocked that he even survives in the end, he doesn't die. Because like, that's how much I felt like he was just going to die. Like, the movie didn't care about him. We're talking about Liu Kang, by the way.
Yeah, Liu Kang.
But the portrayal
of Sonya is way off too.
Betrayal of Sonya's way off. Raiden is weird. Is way off too.
He's boring.
Boring. Like I get it. You know, he's not gonna have as good a line as Christopher Lambert from the first movie. But like, you know, you can do a little bit, have a little bit of characterization for him. You know, like, Goro wasn't terrible. What happened in that fight was kind of weak. You know, but like, Goro wasn't.
He
terrible
looked respect. Better than the original, but the fight in the original is built up way better.
Yeah, the first way. I mean, literally in the original, it's all about like that fight him. Like they can't beat him, right? As they build it up, and this he's like a side character until the end of the movie. Like, you don't even see him to the very end of the movie. Like,
he's literally nothing but a henchman. In the original game, he's the champion, right?
Yeah,
like,
yes,
he's the guy
you
fight at the end before you fight Shang Tsung.
Yep.
I don't even know. Do you fight Shang Tsung in the original? I don't remember if you fight him in the first or the second. No, you fight him in the second because the first he's like an old man.
He is an old man. Yeah,
you fight
exactly.
Goro at
he's like a sorcerer, the first one, but he's like an old guy though. Like,
somehow
he
turns young in the second one. I don't know the story. But yeah, he's just a henchman. He just comes out of nowhere for one fight and he's gone.
Yes, that's Goro's character right there. A lot
he looks
of characters.
Great,
he looks
not as good
great.
As the puppet from the original.
Not as good as the puppet from the original. Let me tell you. Nothing is good.
Three facial expression puppet from the original movie.
Facial expression puppet, who's a raving lunatic the entire movie.
He really is. He's just screaming all the time with his four puppet hands.
As his body wobbles into frame because he had no lower half. It was just basically a puppet that was controlled from torso down. But yeah, this movie does kind of get the characters. You know, okay, they get Sub-Zero right, they get Scorpion right, you know, they don't, you know, Jax is Jax, right? Like, Sonya Blade, though, and Raiden are probably the worst offenders in this whole movie.
And Liu Kang doesn't do much to even get wrong or right, he just doesn't say much, he's just
kind
of a background character.
You're right. Liu Kang, even like, you know, even Kung Lao, if you're a fan of that character, I mean, he gets sidetracked.
I meant Kung Lao, Kung Lao, yeah.
Yeah, even he gets sidetracked too, like they don't really do anything, they don't do much, you have a couple of cool scenes, but.
And the villains get horned in for just a fight at the end. Like, they meet up with Shang Tsung, and then they come here to fight each guy one at a time.
Yes.
And it's Cabal, it's Melina, it's some harpy person that I have
no idea.
I don't
know that character.
It's some guy with a hammer. I don't know who he is either.
Yeah, I think he comes from the later video games.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of
stopped playing after three.
After three, I stopped playing it. I don't know what happens really after that. But But yeah, like, again, the movie is Mortal Kombat. It should be about tournament fighting. And in this, there's not even a tournament.
No.
This is like
a prequel to the tournament.
This is a prequel to the tournament because Shang Tsung's trying to, like, eliminate them before the tournament can begin, really. That's what he's trying to do. And they kind of, like, I guess, call his bluff and they kind of force them to fight as well. You know, I don't know.
Even the way they're invited to the tournament is stupid. Like, the good guys are born with a Mortal Kombat symbol birthmark on them. Yes. It's really corny.
So it's not like Earth's best fighters because they're the best fighters, but they're chosen.
Yeah,
like,
they're chosen before they're born, or they kill the guy with the symbol and they get it.
And they get it. And then also, if you have the symbol, you get a special power.
Yes.
Literally. Uh-huh. Like, that's literally how they explain it. Like, you get a special power. And it's up to you to like, discover and, like, uncover what that special power is.
And the whole
is.
Movie is them trying to teach this made-up character named Cole to find his inner power. Almost like a 40-minute middle of the movie is doing this.
Yes. Yes, and they have a little side, they sidetrack a little bit with like other people's powers and things like that.
Yeah.
But like
you see everyone else's powers too. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. But like you said though, yeah, they do focus on him because he's supposed to be like the strongest of like a lineage of warriors or whatever, and like that's he's going to help them. Like, you know, he's going to be a really good like fighter essentially.
Honestly, the movie's all over the place, like story wise, right?
Yeah.
But the actual visual, like the actual what's going on in the movie. They're just in Raiden's temple the whole film. Like, I'd say 90% of the film is in Raiden's temple.
A lot of it, like, literally they go from, like, the MMA ring or whatever in the beginning.
They're in the city for a little bit because
they... Then they go to the trailer, and there's a fight there with Reptile that's just a giant freaking lizard. Literally.
Well, yeah, but that's not even point.
Yeah, that's not even a fight. It's a fight, but, like, you know.
And that's where you meet Kano and Sonya.
That's where you meet Kano and Sonya. And then from there, literally, they just go to Raiden's temple, I believe, right?
And then
that's
they're it. In like, Raiden's temple to the very end where they fight in, like, a factory.
Yeah.
And then, fight happens at the house. But
because then Raiden, like, transports them to all different locations and they fight in different places. And, you know, I guess they're keeping up with the
and
theme.
And it's like all the places they fight are like, recreations of the video game stages.
Yes. I have to admit, I'll say this. If you turn off your brain and you just want to watch this movie, it's good. Like, it's dumb fun. It's really dumb, stupid fun. Like, if you're looking for a good Mortal Kombat movie, you're probably disappointed. But if you're just looking for some dumb, stupid thing to turn on and watch, like, you'll probably get a kick out of it if you don't take it too seriously. But, like, one thing I will say, the issue, though, going back to the tone, is that because... As much as the fighting is kind of, you're left wanting a lot more. The fight in the beginning and the fight at the end are really good.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of like, what I mean by tone is that in the beginning, it sets this tone that it's going to be really good fighting and really good weapon fights and really good just martial arts all together. And they really don't stick in that direction. It's just basically Scorpion, the characters who play Scorpion, some people really know how to fight.
Yeah.
And then it really shows that they know how to fight. But it's so clear that everybody else doesn't really know how to fight in this movie at all, except for them two. And
maybe the guy plays Liu Kang.
Maybe, yeah. But they don't really have him do much, so it's like it's hard to, you know, see that, I guess.
But the other thing is, the beginning of the movie, it's like, it's done like a period piece. Like, it's not done, like, it doesn't look like a Mortal Kombat movie, the beginning.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it just starts going, like, goofier and goofier and goofier, right? Like, it's like, it's very awkward the way the movie is written.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The story, like you said, the story of this movie is all over the place. Like, if it's not all over the place, it's like force-fed to you. It's like Sonya Blade's explaining everything to you, or Raiden's explaining everything to you. It's like, nothing is about them discovering anything. Like, at least the first Mortal Kombat movie, they don't know what's going on, and then they learn what's happening over time, and this kind of, like, this, like, realization of that now, like, serious it is. And this is just like, you have to fight, otherwise Earth will be, you know, enslaved. It's like, oh,
but there's no tournament. You have to fight before the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. And also, when they're fighting, they're intercutting all the fights together.
I hate that.
So you can't really get into one fight, and then there's this fight scene with, like, Sonya and Kano, but it's not really a fight. She's just kind of, like, trying to, like trick him and kind of
a brawl around an office.
Yeah, it's like in the trailer, but like, yeah, it's like a brawl. It's not really like a fight. It's just, I don't know. That's the other thing, too.
Do when you have two people who don't know how to fucking fight.
Exactly. Like everybody in this movie does have their own fighting style, but when you have somebody who knows martial arts, who knows, like, kung fu, let's say, and somebody who's just, like, a brawler or a boxer, and you try to have them fight together, one person is going to look obviously more better suited to fight than the other, and that's the problem. It comes with feeling awkward.
That literally happens in the Jax versus Sub-Zero fight towards the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
It looks really bad.
It looks awkward, you know? Yeah. It looks awkward.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you feel taking a video game and turning it into, like, a serious movie is a mistake? Especially a video game as goofy as Mortal Kombat.
You know, here's the thing. I don't think it's a mistake if you choose a tone and stick with it. Like, make it super serious and just make it serious and even, you know, take away all the goofiness
about it. Like the show, just, that show, like the legacy show.
Yes, make it serious. Or go totally goofy with it. Yeah. But then go totally goofy with it and make it just like balls to the wall fun. Get all the characters in there, make them fight each other. Like, just have it be crazy nonsense, basically. You know, because I'll enjoy that too. It could be, yeah. Again, it could be schlocky action. I'll like it. Like, I'll watch it. Again, it's Mortal Kombat. What do you think I'm expecting? I'm not expecting, you know, Shakespeare here, right?
One thing I do like that they didn't goof over in this one was they didn't rely on like tons of wire work, people doing triple kicks on wires and stuff.
Yes, yeah, they
it's way more grounded the fighting than that, at least.
Yes, they tame it down a bit, definitely. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, overall, the fighting in this is better than the original, and it came out in 1995. But like, yeah, I think our biggest problem is that it gets a little too goofy. It gets a little too like their powers take over the fight scene, where they're just using their powers and they're not really really fighting. Like when Liu Kang fights Cabal, like, he just uses his super fast speed and his hooks to like fight. That's it. That's not even a fighting style.
And then Liu Kang like becomes a dragon and throws fire and
exactly. Yes, exactly. So there's no real fighting there. It's just them using their special abilities and powers to fight, which is cool. Don't get me wrong, it's cool. But like, when you think of Mortal Kombat, you think that it's gonna be more fighting than special powers, right? And then we kind of got the opposite in this.
When Dead or Alive has more, probably better fighting scenes. Yikes! Is the problem. Oof.
Yes, there's a problem indeed. But you're right, though. There's more practical fighting in that movie than there is in this. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But we'll be right back, and we'll start getting into the action, because there is a lot of action in this, but it does need to be talked about. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back in a few seconds after our break. Leave you a message from our sponsor. Be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Frank, you want to start with fights?
Yeah, so, okay. So we're basing this, obviously, it's an action movie podcast, and I'm basing this off of like other martial art movies that we've seen, because this is a martial arts movie, right? It's Mortal Kombat. So the fighting in this gets a 2 out of 5 for me, because it's not martial arts fighting. It's not even good brawling fighting. It's kind of, it's like you just meshed it all together, and it just didn't really work. You know, you get brawlers fighting martial artists, fighting God knows what else, monsters, and like, there's no consistency to it, to where like, besides the first fight scene and the last fight scene, it's all over the place, and it's not really like, it's entertaining in like a turn your brain off sort of way, but as a martial arts fan and an action movie fan, it doesn't really live up to like what you want Mortal Kombat to be, really, unfortunately.
I gave it a 3 out of 5, and that's only because I really, really enjoyed the first and last fight.
Yeah.
I thought they were choreographed really well, and they're filmed well. Everything in between is, let me put it this way, if the first and last fight was taken out of the movie, this would have got a 1 out of 5 probably.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, or 2 out of 5 like you get. Like, it was just mediocre.
Yeah,
but I really did. I like Joe Taslim. I like the way he fights on screen. So I gave it a 3 out of 5, but it's like a low 3, like you said. Yeah. Like,
It's like literally for like 2 scenes.
Yeah, it's for 2 scenes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Those 2 scenes actually are really good.
No, they are. It is. No, it is. It gets credit where credit is due. It is. But like you said, it's just so far and few between. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally the very beginning and the very end of the movie, and that's it. Everything else.
It's literally the first and the last fight.
Yes, and it's an hour and 50-minute movie, so it's not like a short film where, you know, where it's like, okay, it's only an hour and a half. It's not that bad, you know?
There's no shootouts in the movie, obviously. No. This is a martial arts film.
Yeah.
I gave the special effects a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Like, they're very serviceable. Yeah, some effects are kind of cheesy, but for the most part, most of the effects look good. Goro looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Harpy looked good. All their, like, fatalities were really fun and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's other parts, like Jax's arms, even when, like, he metals up, they look stupid. They look like, you can tell they're CGI and they're not on him.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that don't look good, but there's more that looks good than doesn't, so I think a 3 out of 5 in the middle is a good one.
Yeah, I gave it the same 3 out of 5. The special effects are what you'd expect them to be, right? They're not bad, they're not amazing, but like, they're definitely not cheesy or stupid. Like, at least that is one thing they seem to have gotten right, was like the blood and gore and the special effects overall. Like, they're pretty good, definitely.
What'd you do for stunts?
Stunts, like, I, you know, this is one thing. I gave it a 3 out of 5. I almost gave it a 4 out of 5 because there are a lot of stunts in the movie. But the problem is that I really can't tell if like, it's, you know, they're really stuntmen, or they're really doing it, or if it's like propped up in wire work. Like, I there's so much where that kind of looks fake. I don't know if they're real. So like, that's why I gave it 3 out of 5, because it looks real, but it almost looks fake sometimes too. So I'm like, okay, maybe they were really doing it. Maybe it was more CG or whatever. But it definitely is worth, at least to me, at least a high 3 out of 5.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5. I think there's a lot of pretty fun stunts in here. Like, Like, there's nothing like Jackie Chan jumping from building to building, which mm-hmm. got a 4 or a 5 for me. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of stunt work. There's a lot of fights. You know what I mean? Yes. There is a lot of fighting in the movie, good or bad. One thing that I think also I'm considering stunts in here is because we were talking about this before the podcast. Some of the fights are like more like just stunts. Like people don't look like they're actually fighting sometimes. They look like they're just throwing fancy moves to show what they can do.
Yeah.
But they're not actually like, it doesn't look like they're trying to get at each other.
Yeah.
And like, you have to kind of watch this movie to get it, but you compared it to like Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And it has that. And, you know,
it's like a lot of flash and posing. Yes,
it's a lot of flashy fighting,
mm-hmm.
but it's
mm-hmm.
not a lot of practical fighting.
Yes, exactly.
And so it's a lot of stunts because that, like, that's all acrobatics and stunt work.
Yeah. It's all for the camera. It's all for the camera.
It's all for the camera.
You know,
so I give it a 3 out of 5.
Chase
scenes. I gave chase scenes a 2 out of 5. There's kind of a little bit of a fun chase with them, Sub-Zero chasing Jax.
You're the car. That's right.
It's nothing crazy, but it's okay. Like, it's not like a 1. It wasn't like filmed horrible or anything, but it's not getting any more than a 2.
Yeah, that's it. It's a 2 for one scene. Like, he's throwing ice at a car. You have to watch it to see what we're talking about. But, like, that's all he does. They do something with it. Like, there is a chase scene in it. So, yeah, technically that is right. That is true.
So what did you do? Overall, I gave it a 3.
Yeah. Overall, I gave it a 3 too. Look, if you just go in and turn your brain off, the average movie fan will probably like this, right? They'll probably enjoy it. They'll get a kick out of it. But if you go in like expecting this like change the game for the Mortal Kombat movies, this wasn't really it. Like,
I think Mortal Kombat fans might like it too because it is gory.
No, it is gory, and again, every character does stick to like their fighting style. Like, that is one thing that is very clear. But that also is kind of the problem because it's hard to have realistic, practical fighting when everybody's fighting on different. It's like everyone's dancing to a different song. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, no one's on the same page, and that I think that's where the disconnect for me, at least, was for most of the movie. But it's fun to look at, like you said, it's fun to watch.
Yeah,
because it's flashy, it's over the top, it's like all the special effects. Like, so it's like, it's fun, but like, yeah, you love to have a true to form like Mortal Kombat movie that feels real. Like, it's like the show they had did like that. Right, so if you're expecting that, you're probably gonna be like disappointed. But if you like the original and you just want like an updated version of that, you probably will like this movie. Then
it's funny because I feel like they tried to stay so far away from the first Mortal Kombat movie that they did a complete 360 and almost made the same type of movie again.
Yeah. In some ways, they really did make a lot of the same mistakes.
Yeah. Uh huh.
You know, they didn't kind of learn from them.
But you can forgive a 1995 movie. It's hard to forgive a 2021 movie for those mistakes.
Yeah, especially when you have real martial arts in your film and everything now. It's not like you have like just extras lining up
like to play Christopher Lambert in your movie.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, there was like, you know, I don't even know who Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
Tony Jaa is the stuntman for one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, I think he's for Sub-Zero.
Okay, sure, totally.
Maybe that might be the second movie. I don't remember, but he's in one of them.
Yeah.
You know what this movie reminds my first similar movie that this movie kind of reminded me of was Ninja Assassin.
Okay.
It had very similar, like, visceral fights.
Sure,
I think Ninja Assassin's another movie that's, like, all flash.
And it's all CG, too. It's, like, yeah, a lot of CG.
Blood and everything, yeah. But even the fights, they're just, like, people flipping and flying and it doesn't look like anyone's fighting. It just looks like everyone's just flying all over the place, right? Looks cool as hell, though. It does. It really does.
Yeah, you're right. There's just people doing backflips and somersaults.
Yeah, it's just people flipping and throwing. They'll hit a sword 10 times together and then flip and fly somewhere. Like,
broke the wall and everything, yeah.
It's like an anime come to life, right?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It's very much
But this movie really... like the visceral look of it and the type of fights that I saw, like, it really reminded me, and the blood, obviously CGI blood, reminded me so much of Ninja Assassin.
Yeah, for me, it kind of on the same note as you as the blood and gore. But for me, it was A Night Comes for Us.
Okay,
like
that's
what I got.
That's more practical.
That's why I recommended it, because it's like you have all the blood and gore, but it's kind of what this movie should have been, more of more practical fighting, more realistic fighting with blood and gore. Like, that's what I kind of wanted from this Mortal Kombat movie that I kind of didn't get. That's what The Night Comes for Us actually does. Like, it has great fighting, but it has some great gore, great, like, those like cringeworthy scenes where you're like, oh man, I can't watch.
When
like,
a girl pulls a finger off and shit.
Yeah, it's you know, that, and again, some kind of like in this movie too, you had kind of like, oh man, that's rough kind of moment.
But it's CGI.
Like,
It's not in the other, like, I'm saying, it
looks so fake in this, but in that comfort it looks real. Like, yeah. Everything in the movie is so real, and that's what I wish this movie had more of that. So if you dug the violence in this, you'll love the Night Comfort.
And Joe Taslim's in that too. Yes. He plays mm-hmm. Sub-Zero in this one.
Yes.
He's the main guy in that one.
Yep, exactly.
And you might have the same second movie as me. I have Mortal Kombat.
That's right.
Yep, I just have the original Mortal Kombat.
You do? No, I would say, to be honest, like watch the new one first, but then watch the old one. Because if you watch the old one first, it's weird because, like, it's old. It's 95, right? But if you watch the new one and then you watch the old one, you'll be like, you'll understand why we're saying how they kind of make a lot of the same mistakes, but how in ways the original is better.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of representing Mortal Kombat, the video game.
It kind of relishes in what it knows it is. This one doesn't.
Exactly.
It's like this one's embarrassed to be a Mortal Kombat movie. Like, it doesn't want to put the tournament in. It doesn't.
But it still has to be a Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, so it does, like, the fatality. Like, the original one, straight up, like, we're Mortal Kombat. Like, even the song. Mortal Kombat. Like, it just screams at you in the beginning.
And in this, they tease this in the music. They do. They never go all the way with it.
It's a different song, though.
They never go all the way with it. I was waiting for them to just pull out that, like, that yell, that Mortal Kombat. I was waiting for it. But you know what? It never even has that scene. Uh-huh. Even in the original, it has that scene at the end with Liu Kang. You know what I mean?
Like when he amps up to fight Shang Tsung.
Exactly. Like, at least this movie doesn't. I mean, it kind of have it at the end with Sub-Zero and Scorpion, sure, but it's not at the level that it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, it was not that epic last fight, and it's just not really in this movie, you know?
And everything that's going on with, like, Scorpion is really confusing. Because, like, he's dead, but he's not dead, but he's alive.
He like, breaks out of hell really easy.
Yeah, he
like,
just comes out of hell out of nowhere.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought I really would have liked it. Like, he, like, made a pact with a demon or something.
Give me
more of a reason why. He literally just, like, comes back from hell.
The portal opens, he comes out of hell, and he starts helping Cole fight Sub-Zero.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and you know, I know. In the original, it's weird, the characters. And they explain more about, like, why Scorpion and Sub-Zero don't like each other and how they hate each other and everything. They explain all that, which is cool. But I feel like they do all that, and then they totally forget about that the rest of the movie until the end. Like, it's never a thing at all. Like,
once in a while, he'll, like, Sub-Zero, like, mention Scorpion.
Yes.
Like, to Shang Tsung about something, but that's it.
Yeah. It's not like something that they explore, they you follow through with. Like, and again, and it's supposed to be about Mortal Kombat, and there's no tournament. At least in the first movie, in 95, there's a tournament. They're actually having, like they're set matches. Like, hey, you guys are going to fight, and who wins moves on to the next fight. Like, it makes sense. This is just random people fighting.
The only thing is, now that Sub-Zero's dead, he might become Noob Saibot.
Yeah.
And it'll be, like, just an all black. What's in the game? He's just a solid black, green-eyed friggin' ninja.
Because in the game, it was, like, it was the same character in different colors, right?
Yeah.
They literally just took the same costume. The
colors, Ermac is red, and...
Exactly, had red,
Smoke
blue,
is gray.
They had Reptile was green. Like, they just literally had the same guy. So I get they're not gonna do that, but, like, yeah, I'm sure he's gonna be back in some way, though, because... I mean, even Shang Tsung says, he's like, they don't die, they just go someplace else, you know what I mean? So, I'm sure they'll pull something out at the end where, like, they come back to have a sequel.
So I do recommend the movie, even though, like, I recommend it for a certain audience. Like, I wouldn't say, like, it's good for, like, all types of action fans, but if you're, like, into, like, cheesy martial arts movies or video game movies, or even just, like, if you like the original Mortal Kombat films, you'll like this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're into more of, like, you know, realistic, like, you know, Jason Bourne type, like, exactly. Yeah, like John Wick, like, you probably won't really dig it too much. Like, it might be too goofy for you. The tone might be too off for you, like, to kind of get behind it.
It actually has a similar tone to, like, Ninja Assassin too.
It does. You know, how it looks, the look is very similar. It's very dark, and, like, it try to, like, make it more, like, gritty, definitely. Yeah. But yeah, I recommend it too. I'd say check it out if you're kind of bored and you just want, you know, check out Mortal Kombat if you like the original.
There's worse ways to spend an hour and 45 minutes.
Absolutely. I think most people will dig it. I just think people who just were waiting for a good Mortal Kombat movie would be disappointed.
Yeah,
that's the problem. But yeah,
it needed a different director, I think, and a different fight choreographer,
and you need and writer too, man, because again they mess up the characters too much. They just, you know, I don't know, I don't like how they balance the characters in this. Like, I feel like this Mortal Kombat is about the characters, right? Like, and the best characters got like kind of pushed to the background.
Really, no reason to shoehorn that new character in whatsoever.
Yeah, you really could have just made it like about Sonya Blade.
Or
make it about Liu Kang. Yeah, just make it about one of them, and, you know, just do that and follow their perspective, and then that's it. You don't need this new guy. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. Weird creative decision.
This is Mr. Action signing out.
This is Frankie Cranks. Until next time, guys.